I've come to the end of a list of tips about having successful Bible study. Today I want to talk about the last one in this series, number 12. And what I'm talking about in this one is after we study by topics, we read the entire Bible through in a reading program, we take notes, we pray, we seek counsel, we think deeply about the Word of God, we live it, and we even prove it. Hold fast. Hold on to what you learn to be the truth. Hold fast, or hold strong, tight, and sure to what God says, to the way of life that you begin to prove to be God's way and God's truth. Don't let anything detract from that. Don't let anything cause you to veer off onto another way of life. Don't forget what you've learned. Don't lose what you have learned and what you have proven by your life. Hold fast. We are susceptible in our world today to so many different distractions, so many temptations that can take us away from God, from His Word, from His way of life, and back into a way of sin. Bible study continually should lead us into a frame of mind of all that we've talked about, but also encourage us to hold on through the years of our lives to do so. There's a parable in Matthew chapter 13 that talks about this proclivity of human beings and the way the Word of God works. It says that Matthew 13 holds a parable of what is called the parable of the sower and the seed. And the sower are those who spread the gospel. The seed is the gospel itself as it falls into the lives, hearts, and minds of people. And it talks about the fact that in one of those instances, the seed of the gospel that is placed into people's lives, that they begin to read, learn, and obey, can actually, by a different combination of effects, be taken away. The busyness of life, the cares of this life, the interests of this world, even Satan can cause through various means the truth that can take root in a person's life to be snatched out, to be taken away. We have to be diligent. We have to be faithful. We have to be looking to God. We have to hold fast every day, every season of our life. We do that. Make that determination, then all that we learn, all that we put to practice, all that becomes then the fabric of our life when it comes to righteousness and the way of life that is godly, can be embedded and cause us to hold on and to endure to the end. And Scripture says that he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.